There they signaled a passing ship and asked that his body be taken to England. In England, he was buried in Westminster Abbey, where the famous and great men of the world are buried. Livingstone was so beloved by the black men that anything he told them to do, they would do. His was a magic name. He made black people Christians. There was an Arab chief with a funny name, Tipu Tib, who used to catch black men as if they were wild animals, chain them, and ship them to other countries to be made slaves. Livingstone with his black men fought Tipu Tib year after year, until at last he put an end to Tipu Tib's slave business. This is one of the big things Livingstone did. Another thing Livingstone did was to make maps of the parts of Africa that no one knew about. He found the greatest waterfall in the world. These falls are twice as high and twice as broad as our Niagara Falls. The falls can be heard 20 miles away. He heard them sounding and resounding long before he reached them and asked the natives what the sound was. They said they are the falls of Sounding Mist. He named them Victoria after the Queen of England, who was then living. The Victoria Falls are in the River Zambezi. Far north of Victoria Falls is a lake which is also called Victoria. Victoria Lake is where the Nile begins. The Egyptians had known the Nile River, of course, some 3,000 or 4,000 years before Christ, but none knew where the Nile began. It might have started in heaven for all they knew.